It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Kembroff.
All right, here we go. Another sweep for the Huskies, and things are looking good for Michigan Tech hockey as they get to their 20th win over the season, number 19 and number 20, with a 5-0 victory and an 11-1 thumping of Alabama Huntsville at home this past weekend. And congratulations to Coach Mel Pearson, who was in our studio this morning. Coach, big weekend. And boy, the guys played good, as you said, right from the drop of the puck on Friday night. I thought 120 minutes of quality Michigan Tech hockey.
Well, thanks, Dirk, and good morning. Happy to be with you. And, you know, sunny day is always nice coming in, especially if after you've had a couple wins. But I thought we played pretty well. There's about a 4 or 5 minute stretch there that I didn't like, I think, on Friday night in the second period. But other than that, I thought we did the job. These are the tough games to play, believe it or not, and tough games to win, because everybody expects you to win. Everyone expects the games to be easy, just looking at the stats and the scores going into the games. But they're a tough team to play against. They really are. And, you know, I give them a lot of credit. They hung in there pretty tough. And fortunately for us, you know, things started going on Saturday night. You know, I don't even know if you call them scoring chances. The puck found its way into the net. We haven't been getting those bounces for a long time. So we got a few, and I hope that's a sign of things to come.
I thought the guys did a great job around the net all weekend long. I know that was one of the things that we wanted to get better at, and it seems like we did that. We were focused around the net. Loose pucks, we were able to find them and put them in the net.
We did. We stopped more there. We got to the net. You know, we talked a lot about their best player. We thought their best player going into the weekend was their goaltender, and that we had to somehow, you know, find a way to solve him. And I thought we did a real good job. Number one, getting people in front of him, trying to, you know, take his eyes away so he couldn't see things, and then get people around the net so, you know, we could score on those rebounds. But the numbers that I like are the goals against. I mean, you know, like I told the team, I'm not a very smart guy, but you're not going to lose when you give up that zero. You know, yeah, when you have that zero on the scoreboard for the visiting team, you know, you're not gonna lose. So that's a good number, and then only one against the next night. So I thought defensively we did some things better. You know, maybe they're not the most powerful team as far as offense goes, but nonetheless, you know, we have to play good defense. I thought Jamie Phillips had a good bounce back weekend too. So I thought we made some good strides this weekend going into a real important series next weekend.
I like the way the defense made really good first passes out of the zone this weekend. We our breakouts, I thought, were really good.
Much better. I thought as a group that might have been one of their best weekends. And you know, watching tape of Huntsville the last 5-6 games, they forecheck well. I mean, they forecheck hard. They're physical, as we talked about with our team. You know, Northern went down there and got beat twice, you know, after beating us. You know, Northern was a pretty good team, and you know, Huntsville, you know, beat them twice. And so anyway, having said that, I thought our defense did a real good job. They hustled back for the puck. They played off of each other very well. Some good communication there. So overall, I thought a real good weekend for a defenseman. And it all starts breaking the puck out. The less time you're in your zone, you know, the better. And I thought on the other side of that, we did a real good job of puck possession and playing in their zone a lot. So consequently, we didn't have to break the puck out much, and we weren't in our zone very much.
8 power play goals on the weekend, Coach. 2 on Friday night and 6 on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, it's I liked our power play Friday. We made some changes again. You know, you're always working on things. You know, there's always areas in your game you need improvement on. And I thought that was an area, both our special teams, power play, penalty kill, we did a much better job. You know, we needed those goals on Friday to get us a jump start and get the lead, because it was 0-0 after 1. So I thought that was good. And then Saturday, things just sort of went in, you know, and later in the game, you know, you don't want to embarrass the team. So just rolling anybody out on a power play, mm-hmm, and things just still found their way to the net. And it was just a weird game that way. And anyway, but good for our power play. I thought they got some good good reps in there and had some success, which will only help going forward.
Well, we made a note of that during the Saturday night game when the game was well out of hand. and you were putting just regular lines out there for the power play. What's the unwritten rule there, coach? As far as that, I mean, you can't tell your guys not to shoot. You can't tell them not to score. You know,
right? Yeah. Well, you don't maybe coach them up as much. You just let them go out there. You know, just roughly. You know, the guys who hadn't been on the power play, you give them a position. Well, here's where you're going to be, and then just have at it. But we've got good players. A lot of times in practice, these other guys, they'll get on the power play a little bit, and they look better than our so-called regular power play units. So we've got guys who can score, and they want to score. You know. And the guys want to score. But having said that, the unwritten rule is, you don't want to run it up and you don't want to keep putting your top guys out there. And there's a lot of things going on. I mean, we got some guys in some, scoring races, some individual things in that. But at the same time, we could see that team again, in a few weeks up here in the playoffs. And you don't want to really give them any ammo to really get them ticked off. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Having said that, we did have some of our power play guys out for a little bit because you're just, at that point, rolling four lines when you have that major penalty.
Sure.
So you want to keep, keep guys fresh and not overplay anyone. So having said that, things went in pretty easy, but happy with the result.
Does every player on that team more or less know what the basics of the power play is, whether they have, whether they're three or four wingers down the line from being on the power play, do they have the basic knowledge of where they would be in a situation like that?
Yes, they do. For the most part, we might tell them, we might put them in a different position maybe than they've been in practice, but they know what's going on because if you're not on it, a lot of times you're on the penalty kill and you practice against it. So you get a feel where guys are and what you have to try and shut down. And I think it helps because you know what's open and the things that give you trouble is a penalty killer. So having said that, and most of these guys have played on the power play before they got here, so they understand. They know what's going on, and they watch a lot of hockey, and we show them a lot of tape. So when they get out there, like I said, whether it's Patrick Anderson, who hasn't played much, and now he's on your power play a little bit, he knows what he's doing. So that's good.
The Huskies win 5-0 on a Friday night, 11-1 on Saturday night. Before we go to any of the highlights, Coach, I just want to bring up the Pietila and Tanner Carroll 100-point career points on Saturday night.
Well, it's a big milestone, especially this day and age of college hockey. It's tougher to score and with goaltending and everything going on. So good for them. And like I told Blake, he's had a real good career. He's having his best. He's playing his best hockey that I've ever seen right now, and that's going to continue. And I told a joke with him. That's 100, but I'm sure there's a lot more points left as the season goes on. And then Tanner, we talked about his commitment here and how the program was before he got here, and him staying with it, and really becoming a true leader on this team. That we expect a lot more victories too as we go forward here before he's done. So congratulations to both those guys, and they're two really our co-captains and really the leaders of our team, and they do an excellent job not only on the ice but off the ice too.
No scoring in the first period on Friday night. To get a little jittery with that, Coach. We had a lot of great chances early on. 14-8 were the shots.
Oh yeah, no question. I mean, these are the tough games. Like I told you, they their best period was their second period, statistically, during the year. I mean, they actually had more goals for than goals against in the second period. So now all of a sudden you get out of that first period, 0-0. It's sort of playing right into their hands. That's their game plan. But no question, I mean, against a team like that, that's what they're going to try and do, come in and frustrate you and keep you off the score sheet and hopefully get a break or two and walk out of here with a win.
Richard Berry gets his second penalty of the game early in the second period, allows the Huskies to get their first out of 8 weekend power play goals.
Tad has to go back over now for Vallis, right side. Good puck moving by the Huskies. Vallis with a shot, did not get through. Tanner Carroll trying to stuff it in. Here's their shot, score! Alex Patan with the goal for the Huskies, and finally they break the ice. Michigan Tech leads it 1-0 here on a power play goal with 18:52 left to go in the period.
How good is Alex Patan playing right now? Again, one of the quietest multi-point getter every game in the nation, maybe. He just does his job every night.
Well, he's very skilled and very poised and very patient with the puck, and you can see that. We always talk about having the eyes in the back of your head or whatever, and Alex has that, but he's got great hands too, so he's got that, when everything's going a million miles an hour, he's one of those guys who can slow the game down, and I think that's what makes him a very effective player, especially offensively. But good for him. Him and Tanner have something going now, and Brent Baltus has been a real nice addition to that line. So you put those guys together, and they're playing with so much confidence. And that's you know, you hear players talk about that all the time. And you need a little bit of luck, and that goal was sort of a C&I goal. But when you're playing well, when you're hot, things seem to go your way.
And, we, you know, capitalizing on the power play opportunity relatively early in the power plays, those first two goals.
We are. And I,